Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Here we are.
Good morning.
Hello, Reetha. Didn't we just do this about an hour ago?
Time flies when you're having fun. I had a lot of fun last week. I had an absolute great weekend. We had beautiful weather in California, and I went to lots of parties and just had a wonderful time last week. How did you do last week, Jim?
It was a busy week, just keeping up with Eric and you know, I try to keep up with the news and all this news and reviews and so on. And, you know, I heard an interesting thing. A lot of people are getting ready to travel, believe it or not. And, I mean, summer's not here yet, but there's plans being made. And talking about making money on this, $3.3 billion was made for the airlines extra just in their baggage, checking baggage in. You remember it used to be free?
Oh, don't even start me with paying for baggage. That, to me, is just an abomination. It may be because I travel with a lot of excess luggage, but it's just really hard for me to have to pay for all the luggage I have to carry, even on short trips. I just think it's unfair. But that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, FedEx it. Don't bother.
You're still paying for it, though.
Yeah, I know. There doesn't seem to be any way around it. But, you know, you got to figure out some way to getting it out there. I guess it's traveling a little lighter. Of course, for you, I don't think you could do that. But
not going to happen. My motto is...
You can't
is,
put it in your travel bag.
Well, I always carry something in case the president of the country that I'm in, including the United States, runs into me and invites me to dinner. So I have to have an outfit for every occasion. And that brings us up to some hot topics.
There you go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, today I want to talk about Los Angeles for my hot topic. Did you know that according to the American Lung Association, L.A. has, for the third year in a row, taken the honor of being the top spot of America's most polluted city.
Oh, ouch. That... I thought you were going to give me some good news.
No, it reportedly violates the federal health standards for ozone for a third of the year. So, I mean, I've been having all of these issues, and I've been convinced that it has to do with the California air, and now I'm totally convinced. So it's like 150 million Americans live in areas that have unhealthy air. So it's not like we have a lot of places to go, and that's about almost half the country. And and even though California's made a lot of progress in improving in the environment, I remember when we were kids, it was all brown. Now it's just kind of yellowish, but it's still unhealthy. And the bad air leads to respiratory illness, cancer, heart and lung disease, and a bunch of other health issues. So, you know, what can I say? But on a good note about Los Angeles, the Clippers won the seventh game. 126-121 over Golden State. There's some people who didn't want the Clippers to win because they're still mad about the Clippers issues. But I still say let's not punish the city, the players, the vendors, all the people that are going to profit from the Clippers playing in the finals. So, yay, L.A. Clippers.
Well,
and your hot topic.
I give you credit. Well, you know, I'm going to touch on some of the older stars we used to see on TV, and you know you'd be driving along and you'd hear an old song on the radio or you'd catch something on TV that would have been just something that an old film clip that reminds you of a film or something a celebrity back in the late 50s or 60s, And, you know, it really brings back good memories. It's peaceful sometimes. I was in a restaurant, and they were playing some of the old, you know, the old songs from the 50s and the 60s. Don't want to date myself too much. And I was talking
one of the
about...
One of the things I love is I got satellite radio. And I tell people it changed my life because all I listen to is the oldies.
See? You know, it makes a difference. Like, you know, like we were talking the other day, and Rich Little came up, impersonators. And I'm thinking, but what happens, and my point here real quick is, where do they go? They kind of just disappear. And, you know, it's just amazing. And I started looking some of them up, and believe it or not, a lot of them are still really active. They're just not on the main circuit.
Right.
You know, like Rich Little, you remember him?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's still going strong. You know, he was born in Canada, and he started out in the little comedy theaters. But because of his voice impressions, which they call him the man of 1,000 voices, he got an award for that. Because he was so good at that, he became famous on a Johnny Carson show. You remember all the roasts and everything. And he's still doing his impressions today.
Well, he does the best Johnny Carson that I can ever remember, so...
Johnny Carson, Ronald Reagan, and you know how they could stand there, and here is Rich Little, and they simply move their face a little bit, adjust a movement on their face, the body movement, and say a couple words, and they turn into Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan. Isn't that amazing?
It's absolutely amazing.
and that brings us
up to our first commercial.
There we go.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
What's that free code?
95335. That's the code.
That's for free shipping.
Free shipping.
Absolutely. I don't want them to think we're shipping free watches. No, it's for free shipping.
Get your free watch. I don't think they'd like that, no.
No.
But anyway, we have a special guest on today. I don't know if he's on yet, but... We got Bruce?
Yes, I am here.
Bruce is here. Now, our guest, there we go, a little applause. Our guest is Bruce Stewart. I've known for years, and Bruce, you have a little experience being on a show because I used to hear you on the radio.
Yes, that is correct. I had a regular show on KFWB, AM 98, here in L.A., on Sunday nights, where I would tell people about how we can stop their foreclosures, how we can.
Well, Bruce, let me introduce you to Aretha Gray. She's the co-star of the Betty Whites off the Rockers. Aretha, this is Bruce Stewart.
Good morning, Bruce.
And how are you doing, Aretha?
I'm doing great.
But anyway, Aretha, Bruce has been doing this for years, and he knows his stuff. And the problem is, people get to a situation sometimes, and they have a little problem with the mortgage. Now, Bruce, a situation comes up. Where you step in is when they're served a notice of default, correct?
Exactly. It's best for the people to try to deal with the loan company by yourself. We used to do loan mods. Boy, the lenders right now would rather deal with the people, and they actually are being somewhat reasonable. But as soon as you get that notice of default, then they've given you 90 days, and then they're going to issue a notice of sale. You could lose your house in less than 4 months upon that notice of default. And once you get that notice of default, you've got to call me up because we can come up with a plan which will stop the whole process.
Now, Bruce, are
we still bleeding
foreclosures?
Yeah.
There are a lot. I mean, it's true the market is coming back, and it's a lot different than it was 3 or 4 years ago when I was doing my show. But there are, if you go, there's a site called Foreclosure Radar. There are foreclosures all over the place, especially in the less affluent areas, but there are also a lot of foreclosures on Rodeo Drive in 90210. There are foreclosures in Bel Air. There are foreclosures in Encino. There are foreclosures in Palos Verdes. There are foreclosures everywhere.
So can you kind of walk us through the process of what happens?
Well, what happens is people stop making payments because they have a loan which they can't afford. They don't have enough income. And they just can't. They just say, "I just can't make the payment this month," and they can't make the payment the next month. And right now, the banks are and the lenders are more willing than ever to try to foreclose because the property values are up.
Then how do you help them not get foreclosed on?
Okay, there's a number of things we can do. First of all, there's the Homeowner's Bill of Rights, which became law on January 1st, 2013. And that says that if you are trying to get a loan mod, they cannot be foreclosing on you at the same time. And we can get an injunction, go to court, get an injunction, stop the whole thing right there. In fact, most cases, we don't even have to go to court. In most cases, we just file a lawsuit. I all of a sudden hear from some defense attorney, and we agree that that foreclosure is off, and we're going to discuss it, and they have to go through the loan mod process, and they can't do what's called dual tracking, which is what they do, which means they are foreclosing on you at the same time you're supposedly getting a loan mod. We just filed a lawsuit on a case where they were in the middle of a loan mod. In fact, there was papers from the lender saying, "Oh, we'll get back to you on March 31st. Well, on March 30th, they foreclosed on them.
Wow.
We filed a lawsuit, and right now the eviction process has totally stopped, and we're going to get that one thrown out.
Wow.
That's amazing. So overall, I mean, is it a little better than it was 4 years ago? I mean, there are foreclosures, but it's not the sweeping thing? Do you think we're back a little bit? It's not quite as serious?
The biggest thing that, well, first of all, prices are up, so there's less foreclosures. But there's still a lot of foreclosures. I go through this website called Foreclosure Radar, which I have to pay about $50 a month for. And I mean, it's well worth it just seeing the amount of houses that are in active foreclosure right now where a notice of default has been issued, and in fact where there is a projected sale date. But the big difference is we have that Homeowner's Bill of Rights, which we can use to stop the process, which we didn't have a few years ago.
Oh, okay. A lot of laws. You really have to keep up.
Now, with some of these loan modifications, are they able to lower the payments enough that people are actually able to stay in their homes?
Yes. Absolutely.
That actually works.
That's the whole idea of the loan modification. I mean, some people, if they can't afford anything, I mean, they're eventually going to have to leave the house.
Yeah.
You can't live free forever. But, yeah, absolutely. We can stop
these
foreclosures
like
right now with the Homeowner's Bill of Rights, and even if they can't afford it, at least we can stall a thing off for a year or two, and they can live there during that year or two and not have to pay anything.
Yeah, because I've heard stories where people have been going through loan mods, and these are like attorneys, they're real estate brokers, and they're having problems, and they're in a situation like this loan modification process for 2 years or more.
Oh, yeah, because the banks are so, there's such a complete disorganization at the lender level. Actually, the larger lenders, like Bank of America, are actually being more helpful. It's the smaller lenders are the ones to watch out for. I mean, Bank of America has referred a lot of their loan servicing, to a company called NationStar, which is out of Texas. These people just want to foreclose. They don't want to give loan modifications, and we're suing them right and left.
Wow. Now, wouldn't the bank rather have the individual work something out than take their – they really don't want to take the home, do they? I mean, if they can work out.
Oh, God, that is NationStar, yes, they would rather take the home. They would really rather get rid of the people, take the home, cash out, make the money.
Yeah, because if you owe, say, $500,000 and the house is worth $7,000, so you have $200,000 equity, but by the time you subtract a lot of the fees and if they're there for 2 years and back taxes or whatever, the bank could come in and say, well, look, I don't know if we really want this place. We'd rather have the owner work something out because we're really not going to be making any money. We wind up in the hole on this.
The bank would rather, at least NationStar, for example, would rather foreclose. They'd rather just cash out, get their money. They don't want to hassle this person.
Yeah, and another thing is you have all these foreclosures. You must have a lot of homes that are a mess, huh? I mean, you know, the bank takes the home over, but it's I hear some of the people can leave it in kind of a disarray.
Oh, there are some of them are just left in horrible condition. But what the bank does is the bank makes it an REO, a real estate-owned property, and then they send a real estate broker over there, and they spend a little money, fix it up a little bit, at least clean the place up. And then they just put it on the market and say, here it is, as is.
Well, Bruce, thanks for coming on the show. I mean, you have so much information, and there's so many people that, you know, are really want to hear this because they're on the brink. What do I do? Do I sell? Do I just hand them the keys and walk out or whatever? How can we get a hold of you, Bruce? How can the people
I have a toll-free number. It's 888-777-7932. Let me repeat that.
Okay.
That's 388-477-7732. You can reach me day and night. I got an answering service, and I will get back to you right away.
Yeah, do you have a website or a Facebook page?
The website is Bruce D. Stewart, that's STUART.com, or just Google me at Bruce Stewart. You can even spell the name wrong, and you'll find me. Just look for Saving Your Home with the Law Offices of Bruce Stewart.
Cool. Well, thank you, Bruce, for
thanks
coming on the show.
Thanks, Risa.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right.
Wow, that's great information. And time for our next commercial.
Okay.
Almost time for our next commercial.
Well, until they start that commercial. Aretha, isn't it amazing the people that need
to know? Hi, I'm Aretha Gray.
Here we go.
I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.aretagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right.
And it's time for Jim's Gems. I don't know what's happening with our lead-ins.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Jim's Gem. And I'm going to continue on a little bit from a report I did last time on how we're not quite prepared. The situation we thought we would be in isn't quite the situation that we're in. We put $100,000 together, and we thought, well, that was at 55, at 65 or 68, we would have a lot of money. But because the S&P 500, which I went over before, rose only 3%, they got less than 1/3% the annual growth. So there, there everybody sits, and it's a situation where, well, hey, we have a lot of unexpected bills we didn't plan on, and here we are with enough money, to not go that far. Since 2000, we have lost 35% of our buying power to inflation. So baby boomers have not only been hit with two recessions, but heavy inflation. The average 65-year-old does not retire with $100,000 to $300,000, but that show, audience, take a guess. The answer, $25,000 is the average that's put away. Now, retirement experts say you should retire with 11 times your annual median income, and the annual is $43,000. So do the math. So the average retiree would have enough to last 7 months. Social Security is only meant to supplement your retirement income. The average Social Security is $1,300. The average needed to get by is $3,200 a month. So the average person will run out of money in approximately a year. You have to plan on more than just your retirement. The Social Security, well, on CNN Money, the good news, the federal payments will be delayed indefinitely if the federal government shuts down. That is nearly 58 million people who receive Social Security benefits, but they would still be paid on time, at least if the law and history are on, if they're any guide at all. So in other words, it should work out. For starters, funding Social Security is considered mandatory and therefore not subject to the annual appropriations process. The money that funds benefits is automatically authorized and not dependent on Congress coming to a compromise on new federal spending measure. So that kind of gives us a little protection right there. What is not automatically authorized is the money that Congress appropriates every year to run the Social Security Administration and pay its employees. These benefits, there is reason to believe the agency has enough staff that payments would not be held up. During the last two government shutdowns in the mid-90s, Social Security checks were sent out on time, even though the Social Security Administration was extremely understaffed. Today, most, if not all, are paid. See, you got to remember, the times are different now. Mailman doesn't have to carry all that stuff. They're automatic payments. So you're paid through the debit card or however the situation is. So we're on, even though a relatively short shutdown may not be, well, it's not going to happen. The Social Security benefits will come through. If lawmakers fail to raise the nation, if they fail to raise the nation, the national debt limit, there could be an issue, but it all basically works out. It's not all doom and gloom. And next week we're going to have some people that are going to spin a little positive side on this. Aretha, are you, have you ever followed any of this?
Any of the government shutdown and stuff?
Yeah, the worry about Social Security running out. You know, we always hear that.
Can't even think about that stuff. If I'm one of
young.
Those eternal optimists, you know. It's like, okay, que sera, sera. But I'm also going to be
my
one
phone.
Of those traps.
Cell phone.
All right.
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
And that brings us to Tech Time, and I'm going to talk about digital picture and sound today. I have a couple of friends that, with the cost of cable TV, which is astronomical, asked me, what about these little boxes? I get this stuff in the mail that says I can get a digital box, and I can get all the TV I want through the digital box. And the thing is, with the little digital box, you do get the digital stations, but that's really like in the old days when we only got channel 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13. Now, there's some extended channels on there that I absolutely love, and it's the type of stuff you like, the Leave It to Beaver, the Circus Boy, the Rin Tin Tin. I watched Rin Tin Tin for hours last night. They had a marathon type thing, and
I love it.
All the really older shows that when we were kids, and the stuff in black and white, and that comes on, but you can't get the channels that you can get through your regular cable. You don't get the Lifetime. You don't get the Animal Planet. You don't get CNN through those digital boxes. But if you're not watching them anyway, you can save a ton of money getting those digital boxes. So it is something to think about, especially when we've been talking about all the financial issues It's something to look at as far as reducing your cost. However, in Los Angeles, and I'm sure all over the country, the cable companies are converting to all digital pictures and sound, which means you may need new equipment even with your cable company. In Los Angeles, Time Warner, I don't remember the exact date, but very soon is going to be switching over. And so this, you're going to make sure that you have the correct equipment to continue to even get your cable. So the digital conversion will improve the picture and the sound quality, and it will allow Time Warner to offer more choices, and I'm sure at more expense, and more on-demand and faster internet speeds and enhanced home phone services. But I think the real deal is it's going to be more secure. They're going to be in, and right, people aren't going to be able to steal cable the way they've been able to steal cable. And it costs all of us when people steal cable, when they, you know, get the bootleg DVDs. It costs all of us. So when people say, oh, I'm not hurting anybody, yeah, you are. Everybody's being hurt by that. So you need to check with your cable company in the next few days, few weeks, especially in Los Angeles, to see if you have the equipment that you need. If your cable goes to a cable box and then to your TV, you're fine. But if your cable cord goes straight to your TV, you may need to get some more equipment. So check on that. Call your personal cable company and find out how you're doing.
That's interesting information.
Yeah.
And then the cable and the television, it's going to be kind of interlocked with the Internet, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the thing. If the Internet goes down, you could lose your cable. If your power goes down, you lose everything. If everything goes through cable. So you need to understand your cable system. But moving on, let's talk about what's coming up. There's all kinds of exciting stuff coming up on the
There's
Easy Way Broadcasting.
There is, and I wanted to tell people to like facebook.com/EasyWayBroadcasting, G.com, letter E, letter Z.
All right.
Sorry, yeah, EasyWayBroadcasting.com, letter E, letter Z. And right coming up, well, I want to hear more of your tech time situations because, Aretha, I'm keeping notes.
Right. Well, I'm going to do tech time every week. And want to remind you to download the Eric Zulli app. Go to whatever app store for whatever phone you have. And it's available on the Apple Store, the Google Play, and all of it. And download just search for Eric Zulli app. And you can download that. And there will be a fans wall where you can promote your own projects and brands. And you can follow us, follow all the people that are on Easy Way Broadcasting, and it'll be easy for you to listen to all the shows that come on the Broadcasting Network. So that's the Easy Way Broadcasting app. And the fans can now go to the phone number 949-836-9596, and if you text the word menu, you'll receive a list of options that you can get updates on your favorite Easy Way Broadcasting show, including Baby Boomers Live, which I'm sure is your favorite. And you can just text the name of the show, and you'll automatically be added to a group list, and then you'll get text updates on your phone. And what's really exciting coming up next week, the tickets are available for Experience the Easy Way in Orange County. It's going to be shindig on May 10th out in Orange County. It's going to be supporting the Women of Global Change. And for more information, you can go to facebook.com, Experience the Easy Way. That's experience starting with the letter X. Experience the E as in Eric Zizan Zulli Way, and that's on Facebook. Go to the fan page. You can get all the details. Find out how you can purchase a ticket. There'll be a bunch of the Easy Way Broadcasting stars that'll be there. Do you think of us as stars, Jim?
Maybe you might be. I'm not too much of a star. If I was, I'd be a fading star.
Oh, my.
I don't know.
But all of that will be on the Easy Way Experience, the Easy Way fan page. And that's
like
it
the
for
fans
this
page.
Week, Jim.
Right. That's it. We're rocking and rolling, Reith.
Okay,
looking forward to everybody coming back.
See you next week.
See you next week, guys.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.